Ahead of April 28th's federal election, CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby is presenting a series of interviews with the mayors of the municipalities within British Columbia's Lower Mainland, giving them each a chance to share with our listeners what they see as the most important issues for residents of their cities, what they'd like to see from members of parliament elected within their municipality, and why this election is particularly important to their constituents. I'm Jesse Wensloff, and I met with Vancouver Mayor Ken Sim for the first of these interviews.
Yeah, sure. My name is Ken Sim, and I'm the current mayor of the city of Vancouver.
Thanks for joining me, Ken. Obviously, as you know, as our listeners know, there is a federal election coming up April 28th, and I want to know from you what you think, as the mayor of Vancouver, what you think are the most important issues for residents of Vancouver in this upcoming election.
Yeah, and I want to preface any of, comments that I have with the fact that as mayor of Vancouver, I have a fiduciary duty to make sure that we do not pick sides. We are not endorsing any one party, and we will be more than excited to work with whoever forms government in Ottawa, and we will be great partners with them. So if anyone construes this as an attack or an endorsement on any one party, very far from it. We are going to talk about, data, items, whatever, and what's important to Vancouver. Oh, okay. So in a nutshell, there are a ton of things that we can use support on from the federal government. We've been pretty clear on the public safety and mental health side of things. There are a lot of challenges that we experience in the city of Vancouver. And the city of Vancouver is a metaphor for other cities, medium and large cities across the country, because we're all dealing with the same issues. And so, the two big things, well, there's probably five, but the two big things when it comes to the mental health side of things is developing an integrated approach towards homelessness, mental health, and addictions. We can't look at this in a silo, and a lot of the times the city of Vancouver does not have the jurisdiction and or the resources to deal with this. We're looking for bail reform on repeat offenders, because we do have a lot of how do I put this? A lot of the challenges we see on our streets are, created by, a handful of individuals who, repeatedly have interactions with law enforcement. Sometimes, hundreds, like 400, 500, 600, 700 interactions. And at some point we need to identify this is a healthcare issue and treat it as such. Or the person could be just a jerk, and we should, I think we owe it to society to make sure that we don't have catch and release, and, we deal with it accordingly. The third thing is we need to secure our ports. Our ports aren't policed right now. And so it's, we have illegal drugs and weapons coming in, and we have cars and other illegally acquired goods going out. And so that serves as a root cause problem for a lot of the challenges we see on the street. And then finally, on the housing side, with our SROs, our single room occupancy rooms that, vulnerable populations live in, a lot of this stock is just falling apart. They're not livable. And we do need the federal government to step up and help us with funding, because the city of Vancouver, we don't have the financial resources to repair all these things. And finally, and this is a big general comment for the broader community, infrastructure. So as we know, we have housing attainability challenges throughout this country, including Vancouver, and we can do our part as a city to make it easier for home builders to build homes in the city of Vancouver, except for when it comes to the infrastructure, the plumbing. We have a $500 million a year deficit, and we can't fund that. And that will stop us from being able to build more homes faster. And so we need the federal government to help us fund these, big capital investments.
With all of these issues, they are issues that get brought up at every level of politics, right? Municipal, provincial, and federal. And there's always a certain amount of whose jurisdiction is it? How can we work together? Whose responsibility is this? How can the federal government do a better job of managing that process, in your opinion?
Well, there are some places where it's clearly federal jurisdiction. If we could, change the criminal code so there's, bail reform, we'd do it in a second. We don't want to ask the federal government, but we don't have jurisdiction over that. So though that's pretty clear, once again, and then the ports, that's a federal jurisdiction. So we have no control over it. When it comes to infrastructure, now we're talking about a gray area. I guess technically the city of Vancouver would be in charge of depending on the situation, but most likely the city is responsible for that investment. And we wouldn't need a lot of that investment if it wasn't for some of the actions. And I'm not being critical of the actions. I actually support a lot of these actions. But through the actions of, let's say, the federal government on immigration, guess what? We need homes for people to be able to live. We need to build more. And by the way, I'm a supporter of smart education or immigration in general. The demographics of our country are not sustainable. You know, you look at Vancouver, by 2030, 1 out of 4 people will be over the age of 65. So if we want to have a vibrant society, we need to continue on with the tradition of Canadians being, a place where immigrants come, including my parents as well. So this is not an anti-immigration thing. This is, look, we're trying to solve challenges. The federal government, they have initiatives which we support. We just need, additional support to make sure that those initiatives are successful.
I just want to circle back to the port security thing. When you say that the ports aren't policed, do you mean there is no oversight, there's no sort of security, or is it like a police presence specifically?
We need port police. There are no port police right now. So, and the city of Vancouver, doesn't have jurisdiction per se. Now, obviously, we have an integrated approach and, the VPD supports, we go in there, but it's not as, effective as it could be, and the reality is we're not checking the vast majority of the containers that go through our ports. Like I think the number is well below 1%. So I don't know, that's a pretty ripe environment for, the transport of illegal goods and activities, and we see it on our streets.
One thing that you haven't directly mentioned, but I think a lot of things play into and that is going to be on a lot of voters' mind, is the situation south of the border and the relationship with the United States and how all of that works. Do you see that as particularly important or relevant to voters in Vancouver?
Well, if they're using it as a city of Vancouver a determinant how people vote. I don't see it, it's probably a bigger issue on the federal level. Now at the city of Vancouver, what we've done, and this is a joint council thing, so I don't want to get political here, we're all proud Canadians, and I think we step above that when people take shots at us as Canadians, we all stick together. And so we're doing everything we can to take this crisis that saying, a crisis is a terrible thing to waste. We're not wasting this one. And look, we can't control what the President of the United States does or does not do, but we can control how we react to it. And so we're putting together a task force on this, and we've already identified a bunch of things that we want to do as a city to make it easier for businesses to succeed during these challenging times. And so, we're on it. And I think, look, I want to acknowledge the fact that a lot of people are freaking out, and rightfully so. We're, at the margin, right? It doesn't take a lot for people to really suffer. And so we understand it. We understand that feeling, and we're all in this together. I also think that you'll see places where even if government is slow to react to this stuff, we're going to see some positive pickup. For example, Canadians are now reconsidering their plans to travel in the United to the United States. So they either go somewhere else, which it is what it is, or they stay local. This is good for restaurants or hospitality industry. When people are buying local goods, it helps with local businesses. The Americans, it doesn't seem like they've stopped coming up here. And, you know, for exchange rate reasons, Vancouver is a lot more affordable. And so all of a sudden you have a situation where this could be good. Like, and by the way, I'm not trying to take away from the situation we're in. But we have a situation where it might actually, this might be a net positive for the hospitality and tourism industry in Vancouver. It also helps us, you know, from a longer term perspective to, you know, really reassess how we do things, and it opens up opportunities. For example, we're revisiting, you know, the inter-provincial trade barriers, which I find absolutely crazy. It doesn't make any sense. It's easier to do trade with the U.S. than it is Alberta. Like, think about that. How crazy is that? But also in the city of Vancouver, like the Lower Mainland, we have a bunch of trade barriers within our city. And so, like the greater area. So let's take this as an opportunity to get rid of all the dumb stuff. Like if you're like a trade working on installing, let's say, alarm systems, why do you have to pull a permit in Vancouver and a different one in Burnaby, right? Or get a license to operate? It should just be one blanket license, which will make it easier for all our businesses, which will, you know, promote prosperity and opportunity.
Stepping back from specific policy issues, what would you like to see from your city's members of parliament?
You know, I actually think our members of parliament serve us quite well, regardless of a political party. And, you know, I think I'm really thankful because it's a thankless job and they have to fly to Ottawa and it wreaks havoc on, you know, family life and what have you. So I'm really thankful for it. And it doesn't matter which party. I wish, you know, let's just call it what it is. The power base in Eastern Canada, I wish they would listen to the West, right? We don't represent a big voting block to them. They're more concerned about what's happening in the GTA and Quebec. And I don't think that's fairly productive. You know, you have politicians. And by the way, I think as voters, we create this situation. So we're the root cause of the problem. I wish we had more elected officials that looked at what doing what was right versus politicians who were counting votes. And for our country to be prosperous, we need a very strong West. We are the gateway to Asia. We are in the same time zone as most of the companies that are transforming the planet, being on the West Coast. And so, you know, when we look at Vancouver as the port, we're not the port of Vancouver, we're the port for Western Canada. Stuff that gets shipped out of, you know, Saskatchewan actually goes through the port of Vancouver. We're their port. And so getting the attention from the federal levels of government from a Western perspective would be great.
Great. And just to wrap up, why is this election particularly important for voters in Vancouver?
Yeah, I think there are a couple of things. So from a Vancouver perspective, one of our big focuses is to, you know, solve the downtown east side. And look, I do want to say it's highly unlikely that we solve it 100%, but we want to make the area better. You know, and with the perspective of coming at it from a place of compassion and love and caring, and that's what we intend to do. The first part of the solution, or, you know, the initiative, was to stabilize that street by removing, you know, the unsafe structures that, like, that pose a danger to public safety, but also, you know, finding people shelter space who needed it, and, you know, cleaning up the parks again. And so we've done that, and we've gone after organized crime as well, the people that are actually preying on our most vulnerable populations, you know, people with mental health issues or significant substance use disorders. We're not going we're trying to support them by going after organized crime. So we've done that. One of the big things that I mentioned is we need support on bail reform for repeat offenders. For a lot of the efforts we're doing on public safety, it doesn't solve anything. And then the support on mental health, healthcare, which is the root cause of 99.9% of these challenges. If the federal government doesn't support us, we're not going to solve anything. And so, this election is really important. We need whoever's in Victoria or Ottawa to really step up. And that's the pressure that we'll put on all political parties who want to represent this country. That's what we need.
Great. Thank you for your time. And sure. It was great to chat with you.
Awesome. Thank you very much for the opportunity. It was great meeting you. Great.
That was my interview with Vancouver Mayor Ken Sim, giving his thoughts on the upcoming federal election, April 28th. Stay tuned to CJSF for future interviews with other mayors from around British Columbia's Lower Mainland as part of our election coverage. This interview was made possible by support from the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can find this story and others from across the country at frequencynews.ca.